Bob Radke is the Trails Maintenance Supervisor for Basin Recreation. He says they'll break ground this week on a major trails project along Rasmussen Road.
We're building a paved trail from Jeremy Ranch Elementary School to Kimball Junction along Rasmussen Road. I think it's going to be a great addition. It's going to be over 2 miles of paved trail without a street crossing or driveway crossing, so it's pretty nice.
As part of that project, there will be an underpass under Rasmussen Road to Jeremy Ranch Elementary School, making the school passage safer. Radke says in the long term, roundabouts will be added to the area near the interstate, but for now, this is the first step in making improvements to the area.
This underpass is the first of maybe others that will go in to as a pedestrian crossing under I-80 there. A lot of population on both sides that would be nice to have a safe crossing.
But a pedestrian underpass from Jeremy to Pinebrook is down the road, says Snyderville Recreation Director Rena Jordan, and could be paid for with a bond that may come on the November ballot.
We don't have the money to fund such an underpass. That's a very large stretch, but it is not a good mix to have the pedestrian bicyclists on the roundabouts, and there are some major roundabouts planned for that exit. Mm-hmm. So we have been studying and working hard at looking at the appropriate place to make that connection.
In other trail connections, Radke says they've addressed an obvious gap in connection between Sun Peak Drive and White Pine Canyon through Canyons Resort.
Last summer, they put in a stretch along the Lower Village Road, which goes through the roundabout that they installed, and then we have a section along Frostwood Lane. And then this summer, there will be a trail put in along Cooper Lane that will get us almost to Sun Peak Drive. And then there's a gap between the nursery and there that we're still working on.
He says they'll just have one small gap remaining they'll try to connect. That's across the canyon's Cabriolet parking lot to White Pine Canyon Road and St. Mary's Church. Jordan says they've also studied the busy intersection at Highway 224 and Sun Peak Drive. That's the connection between Park City Nursery and the Blue Roof Market.
We had a consultant complete engineering feasibility study and estimates of whether or not we can actually manage to undercross at that intersection, or we had contemplated the possibility of doing an overcrossing. So we have four options right now, all of which we don't have enough money for. So again, this may be another addition to the bond if one goes forward in November.
That's Rena Jordan along with Bob Radke of the Snyderville Basin Recreation District. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.